All right, then. Okay, let's do this, people. Let's, inshallah, let's get to the examples of Quran. We have a few minutes. I hope that we'll make the best use of them. Yes, inshallah. Again, my sincerest apologies. This is something that like doesn't happen with me. Unfortunately, today my phone did not. I did not plug it in. I think the lesson is don't have alarms on just the phone. Maybe have like an old school alarm as well. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you for your understanding. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will get to it right now, inshallah. Okay, so what are we looking at? We're looking firstly at the Jumla Fi'liya Quran study. We got to finish that, inshallah. Let me finish or stop this. Share screen. How's that now? Okay. All right, very good, alhamdulillah. Sister Solange, where is that ayat and analysis? Maybe you can just send it to me via Instagram, Telegram or something, or on Dropbox. Thank you. JazakAllah khair, everybody, for your understanding. While Sister Solange is loading that up, I'm going to start to open up some of this stuff, inshallah. Where are we? All right. Oh, there, mashallah. Okay, amazing. Sister Solange, mashallah, has these notes typed up here. Let us look at the ayah first in tanzeel.net. So this is an ayah from Surah number 15, Surah Hijr. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ. Okay. What does the word wa mean? Wa means and. Okay, excellent. We have then laqad, okay, laqad. This laqad means for sure, certainly. It has two parts. La means for sure, and qad means for sure as well. The difference is subtle, but they're both for emphasis. I think I mentioned this before, haven't I? I have, yay. Okay. What's alimna? Alimna, we knew. Okay, where is the fi'l? Oh, I know, Brother Bilal, but I didn't finish this in the other class. I want to start with this and then go from there. Alima is the fi'l. Good. All right. What's my fa'il? Fa'il is na. Fantastic. That right there is my fa'il. The meaning of alimna is we knew, right? We knew. Or here the translation says we know, but we know it's we knew. Al-mustaqdimina. Now, al-mustaqdimina. This is a ism, has an al. Mustaqdimina has a, ina ending. What does this remind you of? Hopefully it reminds you of muslimina, al-muslimina. Al-muslimuna, al-muslimina, al-muslimina. Yes or no? Okay, so in that case, as it if it reminds you of that, alhamdulillah, that's great. Al-mustaqdimina, if I was to write out here for you, maybe I'm going to just make a new file here. All right, there we go. Okay, this is Al-mustaqdimina. Al-mustaqdimina means those who live before you. Okay? From Qaf, the root letters here, R1 is Qaf, R2 is Dal, and R3 is Meem. Okay? So, Qadama is something that comes before. Qadim is something that's older. Qaddam is to put something in the front. Mustaqdim is someone who lived before. Okay? One who lived before. All right. Now, tell me. The root letters are Qaf, Dal, and Mim. This is family 10. We haven't seen this. Okay? This is family 10. We have not seen that. Okay? Now, tell me. Tell me something. Don't worry, inshallah. It's not as complicated as it looks. Al-Mustaqdimina, tell me, what is the marfu' version of Al-Mustaqdimina in the plural? Al-Mustaqdimuna. Al-Mustaqdimuna. Al-Mustaqdimina is your Mansub version. And Al-Mustaqdimina is your Mansub version, Majrur version here. Mustaqdimina. Al-Mustaqdimuna marfu', Al-Mustaqdimina mansub, Al-Mustaqdimina majroor. Okay, what is the marfu' version of this singular? Remove the una. Okay, try it, people. Remove the una and try it. Excellent. Al-Mustaqdimu. Correct? All right. The Mansub version. Ma, right? Excellent. The Mansub one is Mansub. Ma, yeah. Yes or no? Majroor. Al-Mustaqdimi. Okay. If I wanted to ask you to make the pair for me as well, please. Could you do that? Try it. Ani. Add Ani to it. For the pair marfu', Al-Mustaqdimani, right? You with me, people? The Mansub version, Al-Mustaqdimani. Maini. The Majroor version. Al-Mustaqdimaini. Same as above. Are we okay with this? Al-mustaqdimuna. This is marfu. Mustaqdimu. Al-mustaqdima. Al-mustaqdimi. Marfu, mansub, majroor. Singular. The pair. Al-mustaqdimani. Al-mustaqdimaini. Al-mustaqdimaini. Marfu, mansub, majroor. The plural. Al-mustaqdimuna. Al-mustaqdimina. Al-mustaqdimina. Generally, I would write it all as like one in a table, but right now I'm just typing it out for you. In like a line. So I'm sure, I'm hope being able to see this. All right. Here, al-mustaqdimina is mansub or majroor. Which one? Which one is al-mustaqdimina? Mansub or majroor? It is mansub. Why is it mansub? It is maf'ul. Excellent. It is maf'ul. So you have your fa'il. You have your fa'il. Fa'il. And al-mustaqdimina is your maf'ul. Okay. What is minkum? Tell me what does minkum mean and what does it translate as? What does it translate as and what does it mean? What is it like grammatically? Minkum. Them. Kum. You all. Okay. Kum is you all. Good. From you all. All right. Let's try that again. What is min is a harf jar. So kum is ism majrur. Ism majrur. Awesome. All right. Let us try something. From you, singular, male. How would you write that? Minka. From you, both. This is male or female. Both. Min. Min kuma. Right? From you both. Usually we don't do the pair as much, but right now I'm trying to get the whole thing. Okay? As Sister Son says, Buddy Alif. MashaAllah. From you all, male. Min kum. Min kum. From you, female. Min ki. From both of you, female. What was it? Both of you female? Minkuma, thank you. Yay. Just want to make sure you're with me. From you all female. Min kunna. Min kunna. Okay, a part of this we just did, the attached pronouns. These are attached pronouns that attach to a harjar. And that is when they are ism majrur. When they're attached to a ism, they will be what? Mudaf and mudaf alayhi. When they're attached to a fa'il, they will be maf'ul. All right. So just try to remember that as best as we can, because this happens a lot in the Quran. All right. Minkum harja ism majrur. Walaqad wa and laqad for sure, for sure. Alimna, alimna again is we knew. Fa'il, fa'il is na, excellent. Maf'ul, al-mustaqiri. All right, al-mustaqiri. Is this As you can see, al-mustakhirin, similarly, as al-mustakhidimin, the ina is there, very similar to the rest of this. Mustakdimuna, mustakdimina, mustakdimina, al-mustakhiruna, al-mustakhirina, al-mustakhirina. Okay, what does it say? It says, we knew those who lived before and those who come after you. Okay, so that is that ayah, walhamdulillah. All right, people. Let us go to the next one, which was in Surah. I had picked out this another ayah from Surah 15. وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحَ. Was it this one? No, sorry, it was this one. وَفِي عَادٍ. Wa means what? And. Fi. In. What is it? Harf jar. Harf jar. Adin. Ism majrur. Okay. If, when, if means when, arsalna, anzalna is to come down, Brother Bilal, arsalna from Rasul, ra, sin, lam, from Rasul, not sent down, think about it, Rasul. The Rasul is sent, right? The Rasul is sent. Yes or no? By Allah. He is the messenger of Allah. He is sent by Allah. So, arsalna would be what? We sent. Perfect. Arsal is your fa'il. Fa'il. Nah. All right. Now, what does alayhim mean? Alayhim. This mu is because of two sukoons, right? Two sukoons. That's why this is turned upon them. Thank you. What is alay? Alay is actually ala. Alay is actually ala. It's a harf jar. Alay him is actually ala plus him. Do you remember that? We mentioned this before when we were studying harf jar, right? Upon them. What is ala? Ala is a harf jar. Him would be what? Ism majrur. Okay. Let's practice with this a little bit. Okay. On him. How would I say that? So I would have ala. But then it will become ya. And then I have him. The pronoun is who? Try alayhi, right? Alayhi. Make sense? Make sense? On. So, folks, can we take a little bit of time to finish? I hope you're not. Since I was very late, can we just stay a little bit longer to finish this? Is that okay? Oh, perfect. On both of them. Try it. On both of them. Okay. علي good. If you say عليهما, no problem. I accept that. But a little bit better than that would be عليهما. Okay. If you say عليهما, no problem. But a little bit better than that is عليهما. Okay. On them. Help me, all people. Them. عليهم وعليهم. Yeah. On her. عليها. Excellent. عليها. That's okay. On them, female. This is hard, but try to get it, inshallah. If you say عليهن, I accept that. But try to make, just like you have عليهم, عليهن, there we go. All right, I'm going to ask you two more. On you, male singular. عليك. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, right? On you all male. Alaykum. Where do you say that usually? Assalamu alaikum, right? Correct? Does that make a little bit of sense, inshallah? I think the pronouns are tricky. We're gonna review them in the tutorials a lot. Is that okay? Are you guys okay with that? Yes? Alhamdulillah. Again, the more we do it, the better we get at it, right? Perfect. Alhamdulillah. Alayhim harf jar. Him is ism majroor. Okay. Arriha means the wind. Arriha means the wind. Al-aqim means destroying, right? Al-aqim means destroying. If you were to look it up, the word aqim, it means to be barren, sterile, the womb, to make something or render something barren. Okay, now think about this wind. It destroys in a way that it leaves the place that it has destroyed barren. Nothing is going to grow there. No one's going to live there. Subhanallah. That's how Allah describes the wind that He sent to the people of Aad. That it is like a wind that destroys, but not any type of destruction, because there's wind that destroys like a storm, right? This is not a stormy wind, just any storm. This is the kind of storm that will annihilate and make that place barren. And make that people barren. Like those people are done. And that place is done. Look at this ayah. From this ayah, a similar ayah. ويجعل من يشاء عقيما. Okay, the ayah before that says لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. God has control of the heavens and the earth. They belong to Allah, the skies and the earth. Okay, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates what he wants. يَهَبُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. He gives females to who he wants. وَيَهَبُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ. And he gives males to whoever he wants. Talking about children. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. Or he makes them have both boys and girls. All right. The fourth possibility. وَيَجَعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. And he makes whoever he wants barren. Like they don't have a child. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. It is he who knows, and he is the one who is powerful. Right? So the word عَقِيم here in this ayah is used for a person who is barren. Don't have kids. Here the same word used عَقِيم. رِيحَ الْعَقِيم is used to describe this wind. Think about this wind. It's so destructive. It makes that land, that people, it makes them barren. Subhanallah. All right. Al-rih means the wind. Al-aqim means, let's call it destroying. Okay? All right? I have my fi'l. I have my fa'il. What am I looking for? I'm looking for maf'ul. Thank you. Okay. Maf'ul has to be what status? Maf'ul has to be mansub. Okay. Is alayhim that maf'ul? Why not? I see a fatha here. This is harf jar, right? This is not even a nisab. Right? This is a harf jar. You guys have probably been wondering how to even answer that. This is a hilarious question. Harf jar, it's not even the same thing. Him is a sim majroor. Is it related to the fi'l? Like, is there the meaning related? We sent upon them. The meaning is related, right? But it's not the maf'ul, correct? It's a tricky, small difference that we want to understand. The meaning can be related, and the meaning should be related. They're all in the same sentence. But it's not the maf'ul. The maf'ul is mansub. Okay, can arrih be the maf'ul? Yes. But what about al-aqim? Ah, mashallah. Life-destroying wind or destroying wind. Yeah? Destroying wind. Definite. Definite. Mansub. Mansub. Singular. Singular. Huh? Masculine, masculine, we say what? This looks like man'ut na'at. Man'ut na'at. You with me, people? So that we kind of understand and arrive at how we get to understanding this ayah. Make sense, inshallah? Let's look at a couple others. Please, if you can just give me the time to finish this, because this is good practice for us. And then I would feel that we've got into a good place. All right. Let's do this one first. Okay. إذ قال موسى لقومه يا قومي اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جعل فيكم أنبياء وجعلكم ملوكا وآتاكم ما لم يؤت أحدا من العالمين. Okay, I'm gonna mention to you one thing here that's tricky and then one thing that is something that you're able to spot. Are you ready for that? Okay, here is the tricky part. Qala, what does qala mean? He said. Who's the speaker? Just from that translation, just from the context. Musa alayhi salam, right? What's the pronoun for qala? They didn't pronoun he, right? We can have an outside door. Who's the outside door then? Musa alayhi salam. Right, but you notice how Musa alayhi salam's name is spelled, right? It's not Musu or Musun, spelled as Musa. This is one of those words in Arabic. Its status does not appear. It doesn't actually, its status remains, or its artery remains unaffected by its status. The tashkeel on it remains unaffected by its status. Whether it's marfu' or mansub or majroor, it will look like Musa. It's one of those words. So how do you know if it is the marfu', so it is your outside fa'il? Context. Only context will tell you. Okay, here the context tells us what? He's the outside doer, right? Because he's the one who said. Correct? Does that make sense, people? I hope that wasn't too tricky. Alhamdulillah. All right. Tell me, what is li? Four. So I'm going to say, what does it mean? You tell me four. I say, what is it? You tell me. Harf jar, right? That's what I'm looking for. Thank you. Jazakumullah khairan. Just to make it clear, like, so we have, like, we're on the same page. Where is my ism majroor? Is it qawmihi or qawmi? This whole thing? Or till me? Qawmi, right? Perfect. This is because this is ism majroor. The he is an attached pronoun. That's another word. Li is a word. Qawmi is a word. He is a word. Right? Yes or no? There's three words there, mashallah. What is the meaning of qawmi? An idiom? People. Folks, perfect. All right. He is what? Means his or him, but it is an attached pronoun. Perfect. Right? What is it now grammatically? Attached pronoun attaching to a ism. Thank you. Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Right? Harf jar, ism majroor. Then also that ism majroor qawmi is mudaf and he is mudaf ilayhi. You see that, people? I hope that was not that tricky. Okay? Let's skip ya qawmi. Ya qawmi means oh my people. Ya means oh. Qawmi, my people. Udhkuru is a command tense. We're going to come to that inshallah later. Remember. Ni'matallah. Ni'matallahi. Meaning of ni'matallahi. Ni'matallahi. Allah's favor, blessing. All right, very good. Can I add the blessing of Allah? No al, okay. But no tanween. Followed by majroor. What is this? This is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi, isn't it? Right? Now, is the word Allah definite? So then the word ni'mata is also going to be definite. Can I say the blessing of Allah? I can now, right? Are you with me, people? Alhamdulillah. Okay. Alaykum. What do I have in alaykum? I have two words. Alaykum. Upon you. Harf, jar, isim, majroor. What does it mean again? Alaykum. On you all, upon you all, right? See that? Alaykum. We did that. Okay. Idh means again, when. Is it getting a little easier, people? I hope it is. Yeah, alhamdulillah, right? This is the idea of practice. Ja'ala. What does ja'ala mean? He made. Perfect. What is it? Fa'il. Okay. What is the pronoun of this fa'il? I'm going to write it in brackets as fa. Do you know why I'm writing it in brackets? Any guesses? Because it's a hidden pronoun. I'm hiding it in the brackets. I don't know. That's how I used to, when I learned Arabic the first time, that's how I started writing fa'il. I would put brackets around it to teach myself that this is hidden. And like, it was a very interesting notation. I liked it. I don't know why. Okay. Hidden pronoun is he. Is there an outside fa'il? Is there an ism afterwards that's marfu? Fikum? No. Anbiya'a? Maybe? No. Right? And then at wa, the new sentence begins. Because ja'ala comes again. Right? So we will say our fa'il in ja'ala fikum anbiya is hidden pronoun he. Hidden pronoun he. You with the people? The fa'il in ja'al. I think Sister Solange has that here. I'm going to scroll to her sheet. Oh, where is it? Ah. See. Ja'ala, fa'il and fa'il, hidden pronoun he. Okay? All right. She will upload this, inshallah. Don't worry. Okay? Okay. Fikum. Fikum. What does it mean? Fikum. In you all. In you all. Excellent. What is fi? Harf jar. What is kum? Isim majroor. Is this my maf'ul? Not maf'ul. Maf'ul is what status? Mansoob. Mansoob. Okay. What is my maf'ul, people? Anbiya'a. That's my maf'ul. Right? It is mansub. I will say this is my maf'ul. He made in you prophets. Musa is reminding his people that look, Allah did all the favors to you. He made in you anbiya, maf'ul. Mr. Solange, can you update that please in the notes? Wa and ja'ala kum. What's ja'ala? He made. What does it mean is he made? What is it? Fa'il. Okay. Fa'il is hidden pronoun he again. Okay. I'm putting it under brackets. Fa'il, hidden pronoun he. Again, the sentence ends when the wa begins here. Okay, right now you can't tell that, but I'm telling you just for the sake of like your own study. Eventually, you'll develop with enough vocabulary to understanding where the sentence begins and where does it end. But right now, I need to help you with that. Sentence ends here. Clearly, Mulukan is an outside file, right? Outside file, is it? Mulukan is mansub, right? So it cannot be outside fine. I was just trying to trick you. But maybe I misspoke or maybe paperwork are too tired. All right. So there is no outside fine because there's no ism that is marfu'. Correct? Mulukan is mansub. That's where the sentence ends. So the fa'il is hidden pronoun he. Oh boy, sorry about that, Brother Bilal. The hidden fa'il is hidden pronoun he. All right, you with me, people? What is kum? Kum means you all. Attached pronoun. Excellent. It's attaching itself to the fa'il ja'ala. Yes? This is what? Maf'ul. Thank you. It's a maf'ul. And then mulukan is also what? Musbansub. This is maf'ul number 2. So we're going to say M1 for maf'ul 1, M2 for maf'ul 2. Okay? He made you, translate this, ja'alakum mulukan, muluk is king. He made you kings. He made you all kings. Perfect. He made in you prophets and he made you all kings. Amazing, right? Is there any greater blessing than that? That he had made you all prophets so you're guided and you enjoy, or you're headed towards paradise. And he made you all kings, so you live like kings in this world, and you have the best in this world and the best in the next world. Musa is reminding his people that you guys had this. You guys had everything. Subhanallah. All right, one last example before we conclude. Okay. Either either means when. What and either means when. Id is more like recall. Okay? Like id is more like something that happened in the past. Either is something that happens in the future. The way to think about it is إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. When the ayah was revealed, it is like when the victory of Allah and help comes in the future. Okay. Massa is a fi'l. We haven't studied this fi'l. We haven't studied this fi'l yet. Massa means to touch. Massa means to touch. If you were to look up what massa means, Masaf, to feel, right? This is giving like a more, modern day meaning, but masa is masahu, he touched or felt. Okay. All right, now let's go back to this. Massa is your fan. I want you, I'm going to actually draw where the sentence ends. Sentence ends here. Massa is my fan. I want you to find me the file. Is it hidden pronoun he or is it an outside file? Sister Saira, that's masaha or masah with a ha. This is massa without a ha. It's close, but not the same. Is the outside file or is the file hidden pronoun he or is it an outside file? And if it is an outside file, what is it? Look to the end of the sentence. Do you see any other ism that is marfu'? This is marfu', right? Durrun. Ah. All right. This, in fact, is your file. And is there a maf'ul? What is the maf'ul? Al-insana. Okay, what is the translation? Massa means to touch. Dur is harm. Insan is the human. Translate for me, people. How would you translate this ayah? Take a shot at it. When calamity touches mankind, when harm touches the human, excellent. When harm touched the mankind, very good. Excellent translations. Any other? And man is afflicted with harm. Okay, that's good as well. I want you to look at something. The translation that's all provided, like the meaning is all, alhamdulillah, the same. But do you notice something that's different about this this jumla, the sentence? Something that's a little bit different. The fi'l. I'm thinking of the order of the jumla. Can you spot something that's not... The fa'il is not straight after the fi'il. Excellent. Well done, Sister Umziyad. Huh? You have your fi'il. Okay. After the fi'il should come the fa'il. And after that should come the maf'ul. Right? That's our normal order. Yes or no? That's what we've seen in all of our previous examples. Fi'il, fa'il, maf'ul. Fi'il, fa'il, maf'ul. But here you notice the order is different. Here, the fi'l, then the maf'ul, and then the fa'il comes. Okay? Now, what is the purpose of that? The purpose of that, in this case, not every case, but in this case, is a bit of emphasis. Okay? This is the it's not the point of the example is not harm. The point of the example is the human and how fickle the human is. That when harm touches him, da'a rabbahu muniban ilayhi, he starts to pray to him, wanting to come back. But then when good happens, وَإِذَا خَوَّلَهُ نِعْمَةً مِّنْهُ نَسِيَ مَا كَانَ يَدُعُ إِلَيْهِ مِّن قَبْلِ He forgets what dua he was making. He forgets all his devotion. And جَعَلَ لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادَ He starts to worship other than Allah. لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِهِ Being lost and to deviate others from his path. Right? The fickle nature of humans is described here. When times are bad, they are turning to Allah. Oh Allah, help me, help me. When times are good, forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the point of this example is not the dur. The point of the example is al-insan, isn't it? That's why insan is brought before to emphasize. Look at this human and look at his fickleness. So this is subhanallah. Even like how when something good happens, we feel happy. Even if we say alhamdulillah, we feel happy. Something bad happens, right? A person often, if they're patient, like on the outside, in the inside it's burning them. You know, it's like they just can't bear it. They can't understand it. Even though alhamdulillah, a person has the iman to not say something or do something that is inappropriate, but unfortunately, as human beings, the level of transcending that nature and truly being patient is where even inside it doesn't burn so much. We're just like, let's take it easy. It's part of Allah's plan. But as humans, we're fickle, right, by nature. وَلَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ That's what Allah is trying to remind us of our fickle nature. Alright, so that at least that's the point of this example. فَيَعِلْ فَعِلْ مَفْعُولْ How the order is different, inshaAllah ta'ala. جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا everybody. My apologies again for today's mix-up. We will end here, inshaAllah. Some of these other examples, Sister Solange will upload on the tutorial on the portal, inshaAllah ta'ala. And we'll have the video uploaded. Please, if you have some time tonight, please do join. Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you, Sister Solange, for being very clutch. Thank you all for your patience, inshaAllah ta'ala. I'll see you all on Monday, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, la ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته